Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The State Gaming Commission today resumes final deliberations over awarding the Greater Boston Casino license and finds out whether there are still two applicants. Backers of the proposed casino in Everett have threatened to pull out over new traffic mitigation requirements proposed by the commission. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has been covering the decision and was there for some tense moments yesterday, and Jack joins us in the studio right now. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Jack, take us through exactly what the commission is considering here. Is it essentially a take-it-or-leave-it condition?
That's exactly what it is. And this came out of nowhere at the end of the day yesterday, this possible ultimatum to Wynn Resorts. Essentially, the commission saying, accept our traffic plan in Sullivan Square, which include possibly heavy fines, or be prepared to walk away from the process. Now, this was proposed by Commissioner Enrique Zuniga, and Commissioner James McHugh appears to be on board. The two others both say they want more time to think this through. So, this morning, the two casino applicants, Wynn and Mohegan Sun, both get 20 minutes to re-present to the commission, which may still then decide to issue this ultimatum.
You mentioned the commission has issues with Wynn's traffic plans for Sullivan Square. So what are they proposing?
Well, the setting is this. So Wynn had said that two-thirds of traffic going to its proposed casino in Everett would get there through Sullivan Square, which is already a nightmare.
A big nightmare in Boston.
Exactly. So adding to that is a poor, and some would basically argue a lack of plan to address that traffic that would be added to the square on the part of Wynn. So the commission wants Wynn to commit to paying 10% of a reconstruction of Sullivan Square along with this key point, and that is the commission wants to fine Wynn an extra $20,000 for every car above peak projections that goes through Sullivan Square. So to put that in layman's terms, if you expect 2,000 cars to go through Sullivan Square to go to the Wynn site, if 2,100 cars, 100 extra cars, you're looking at a $4 million fine.
That's such a stiff fine. It might look to some as it might be an attempt to drive Wynn out of the process, leaving only Mohegan Sun left to bid for the lone casino license in the Boston area. Do you think that's the case? Are people talking about that?
Probably not. Commissioner Enrique Zuniga is the one who proposed this move, and he's been the most staunch defender of Wynn so far. But even he says this traffic mitigation plan on the part of Wynn is a serious concern.
This one condition, we looked at it very closely. We looked at closely as we could relative to a range. There's an active role here for you. This one condition is a take it or leave it. And if they're ready to leave, they could as well, might as well tell us, and it might make the decision a lot easier.
Now, that said, it's still hard to get a sense of how the commission is leaning. No one has explicitly said, I'm favoring Wynn or I'm favoring Mohegan, but we have seen commissioners, the same commissioners, defending one proposal or criticizing another proposal pretty steadily.
Well, let me ask you, what's Wynn's response to all this?
Well, it was interesting. When this first happened, we saw Wynn lawyer and former Governor William Weld jump out of his seat, stand up, and looked at the commission. They took a half an hour recess during this time. The whole Wynn brigade that is there, they were sitting in the corner talking on their cell phones trying to square this out.
Weld lobbying for Wynn in this procedure.
Weld lobbying for Wynn, exactly. But they haven't specifically addressed this motion, this take-it-or-leave-it motion that is still on the table. But they have addressed the possibility of facing fines in a response to the commission. In a letter by Steve Wynn by himself, he says they can only influence how customers get to the casino so much. And adding, he says, fines for cars going through Sullivan Square amounts to penalizing a business for success.
So, bring us up to today. What happens today, and what's the process going forward? Perhaps most importantly, when does this all wrap up?
Well, if the commission imposes this condition, this could be done by lunchtime. The immediate future looks like this. Both applicants come back to give the 20-minute presentations addressing deficiencies in their proposals. For Wynn, it's the traffic plan and also the exterior of the building, which the commission asked them to redesign. For Mohegan Sun, it's questions about their finances and also how they market their existing casino down in Connecticut. From there, the commission continues deliberations, but at least so far, I don't see either developer running away with this thing. So assuming neither applicant walks away from the thing, from a take-it-or-leave-it clause, we could be here through tomorrow.
I want to ask you one more question. Is there any chance that the commission, dissatisfied with both of these proposals as they stand right now, when on the traffic and the building design, Mohegan Sun on needing another $100 million in financing, is there any choice that the commission will make no decision and grant no license this week?
They have that power to make no decision, but that seems pretty unlikely. They have all said that these are both strong applications with concerns. This traffic plan, Mohegan Sun, it's their finances, their debt-to-equity ratio, and also how they market the Connecticut casino.
All right, let's see what happens today. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz will be there. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.